Good morning, everyone. Dave Weiner here. It is Sunday, April 19th, 2015. And I went out for an early morning walk today. It was just absolutely delightful weather, and it's the time of year when, like, if you're in Manhattan on a Sunday, get up really early, and, you know, the city's yours. And it's actually quite an interesting character. It's just total different feel to the place. So, of course, I brought podcatch.com with me, and I was going to listen to whatever I wanted to. I had done no preparation, and this was this is the payoff. Even if nobody ever uses the software other than me, I get the payoff that I've solved the problem. But then immediately I hit the other problem, which I unfortunately have not got a solution to, which is, what do you do when you upgrade your internet, your cell service, your cellular data service, and when you do the upgrade, you lose the feature that you need without even knowing it. You don't find out. Okay, in this case, the feature that I needed was autopay. And the upgrade that I did was, I got a new phone and I didn't want to disconnect the old phone. So usually what I've done in the past is I alternate between iPhone and Android back and forth. You know, so for, let's say, 6 months to a year, I use an iPhone, and then, you know, it's always a Nexus that I go for. Google comes out with phone, and I go, I don't really need this, and I have this argument with it. And I know that as soon as I'm having that argument with myself, that I'm going to succumb to it at some point. For me, it's like eating ice cream or buying shoes, maybe. I don't know. Whatever it is, other people have these ways a phone is a kind of comfort food to me, or it can be, only when there's lust involved. I mean, I have to actually want the damn thing. I'm getting smart about this these days. I've bought a fair number of devices over the years, thinking that I wanted them, and only to find that when they actually arrive and I try to set them up, I lose interest. It's a question of, you know, does the interest outweigh the hassle of dealing with the thing? And I'm not going to diss the various things that I've bought. It's not just phones, by the way. It's all kinds of gadgets, electronic stuff. Well, I mean, I'll give you an example, an Xbox. I bought an Xbox thinking, let's find out what Xbox is like. And I got halfway through the setup, and I, like, never tried it again. I mean, it wasn't completely without foundation to think that I might like it, that because I loved the Wii. And when I moved to New York in, 2010, I think it was, I just didn't unpack it. I mean, when I was in California, it's still sitting in a box somewhere here. And it doesn't pop to the top of my stack, so it never gets unpacked. And the Xbox is unpacked, but really has never been used. And there are a number of other things like that floating around that I haven't found somebody to give it to. I mean, you know, oftentimes what I'll do is I'll just, like, okay, I'm not using this, I'll give this to somebody else. And so, and that gets me some goodwill, and I know that people are happy. It makes people happy to, you know, whatever. So it's, I feel okay about it. So, but this time, I'll tell you what happened. What happened was, I bought an iPhone 6, not an iPhone 6 Plus. And that was simply because the day that I got to the website, or by the time I got to the website, they were sold out of the 6 Pluses. And I would have had to wait another, whatever, few weeks to get the 6 Plus, and that isn't the nature of buying, you know, Apple stuff. I mean, you want it right away, I want it the instant I can have it, basically, or have in the past. I haven't bought an Apple Watch yet. And there have been iPhones that I did not get right away. The 5S, I think it was, I waited a while before getting that one. But the and so I and then everybody's raving about how the six plus is so incredible, and it seems kind of counterintuitive. And of course, I'm making software that runs on mobile devices, and here's this experience everybody's having, and I'm not having it. And so I could have gotten a 6 Plus, but I felt, you know, this is really stupid. I have the large iPhone experience, but I don't have the, like, super large one. I don't have the phablet size one. But so let's go for the Android, and no problem. What a great, absolutely wonderful experience it's been. The Nexus 6 is I understand what everybody's saying. I prefer to pick that up over any of the other devices that I have. And I had gotten into the mode of, you know, around the house when I'm not, you know, in front of my desktop writing code or writing, you know, whatever. I'm a writer, and really, if I'm going to do any writing, it's got to be at the desktop. I don't write anywhere else. That's where I write. Maybe I'm, you know, arcane. I remember when I was, you know, coming up, when I was in my 30s, 20s and 30s, there were writers sitting around saying, I only use typewriters and I will never use anything but a typewriter. In fact, there still are. Woody Allen, for example, only writes on a typewriter. And I think I've heard about a few, like Tom Hanks, I think, who's my age. I think he writes on a typewriter too. So there are still people around with typewriters. For me, it's desktops, and I just don't see myself ever writing on a mobile device. It doesn't flow for me, you know. I mean, it's writing there flows, on the device it doesn't. So anyway, I forgot how I got there, but so I wanted to get the iPhone 6, not the iPhone 6, the Nexus 6. I'm getting confused. I have an iPhone 6. I wanted the Nexus 6. And so I bought it, and I thought, I'll just try using it on Wi-Fi for a while, you know, and, you know, I'll get the, because there's Wi-Fi everywhere, right? You know, so, well, no, there isn't. And it just doesn't work out. And I was in Utah when I decided that I needed to get a plan for this thing. I'd been really... It comes down to $50 a month, which is what I was paying on T-Mobile for my iPhone. And I figured, all right, I'll throw in another $50 a month. And maybe at some point I'll turn one of these things off. But for a while, let's try it with both and see what happens. I want to try this, you know, Nexus 6 in the way it was intended to be used, which is with a plan so that I can get access to the net, right? When I'm anywhere, right? And it was great. It really was. So, and turns out there's some crazy shit about my account with them. And you know, I didn't remember what the crazy thing was about it. We had to go through all the steps again at the T-Mobile store to hit the point in their process where it's easier for me just to say, fuck my credit. Don't even bother. I'll just, you know, do whatever you have to do, I'll pay a little bit more, or whatever. I can't get on the good plan. Now, I have really good credit. I've, you know, bought two houses, and I've made all my payments precisely on time, because I had them on auto pay, and, you know, and never had a liquidity problem, and so, you know, I have incredible credit. Really, I mean, well, I have good credit. Let's put it that way. Credit is not the issue, but somehow in their process, I don't even remember what it is now. It was just a month ago. Somewhere in there, we hit a wall, and it's easier just to say, do it without the credit. And so, fine. For a month, it's great. And then we hit the month thing, and I start getting text messages from them, and I'm just ignoring them. Because this is my process with T-Mobile. I don't pay any attention to the messages because I have them on auto pay. And I know the messages will stop and the service will remain continuous. Only this time, now we're back to this morning when I'm walking in the city and I'm getting ready to go through podcatch.com and listen to podcasts. And I go to podcatch.com and I get redirected to the T-Mobile website saying, I'm sorry, your phone does not come with a data plan, blah, blah, blah. Of course, and this has been the process all through this morning trying to sort this out, is they give you the wrong error message. They don't even tell you what the problem is. I mean, there, the message is saying, basically, it implies that you still have service with them, but they forgot that you can access the internet over this thing. This phone doesn't have this facility, this feature, which it had yesterday, but it doesn't have today. And I go through all the whole process, and I'm going through the website, and I finally figure out how to pay the bill, because there's half these things, because remember, these are new, don't remember, I never told you, and frankly, I honestly didn't even realize this myself, these are all new accounts now. These phones are on a new account. Apparently, the old account was closed, it's gone, although, I have to say, my old password still works. And the phone number on my iPhone is still the same phone number. So something didn't change there, but it lost all the information about me. It doesn't know my name. Well, it does apparently know my name. It doesn't have my email address. It forgot my security questions. It just forgot everything about me. So I can't pay the bill. I have a good credit card. I have the security code, all the rest. But somehow, because of all this mishigas, it won't let me pay the bill. Okay, so I have to figure out, by this point, I'm standing in the middle of the street, and frankly, it's cold. You know, I dress for like the last half hour of my exercise, not the first half hour, so I have to work up some, you know, body heat, and I don't have it. I'm standing out there in the middle of the park, feeling like a fucking fool, because here I am farting around. All I want to do is press a button that says, okay, pay the fucking bill and leave me the fuck alone. Meaning, excuse me, I don't want to be left the fuck alone. What I want is I want my fucking service back. And let's be really clear about this. What I want is my suspension of disbelief. I am never thinking in terms of, I'm a T-Mobile customer going through the web, passing all these checkpoints, and it's saying, you're okay, you're okay, you're okay. Okay, let him access the web. No, that's not the way I think about it. The way I think about it is, I'm on listening to a podcast on my phone. That's what I'm thinking. That's the experience I have. And when you all of a sudden brought me down to this lowest level, and for what reason? See, this is the problem with the way big companies design products and services, is there's nobody in there that designs products with any understanding, with any focus on the experience that their customer has. I know this may sound quaint and everything, but believe it or not, some people do design products for their customers. It does happen. There are products out there that just work so smoothly, and you totally appreciate it. And of course, I'm not thinking of any right now. But let me tell you something. T-Mobile's website, payment system, the whole thing is filled with messages that are just plain wrong. They tell you you need to jump through this hoop, and in fact, the message is incorrect. The hoop doesn't exist for you, and you can't find the hoop because your account can't do this. And that's the bottom line. What is it that my account can't do? My account can't set up automatic payments. Now, first thing they should have done is told me this beforehand, that, Dave, when we set it up this way, you'll no longer be able to do auto payments. Is that okay with you? Because I would have had to thought seriously about that. Might not have been okay. Never asked me. And please explain to me what is so hard about taking my credit card number and the security code and the expiration date, storing it in a database, and when it's time to pay the bill, go get that information and pay the bill. It can't be illegality. I just don't see how it could possibly be illegality because that's the way every website works. Except for T-Mobile. And I gotta say something, okay, that of all the ISPs out there, I don't know if even ISP is the right term, but I just don't, like, know what the right term is for this. Cell companies, data. See, the problem is that any term you have for these things is already anachronistic, because In other words, it no longer reflects what they do. To say that it's a cell phone provider is really wrong, and it's really old, because I don't need a cell phone provider. What I need is, I need basically to be hooked up to the net through this thing that's in my pocket. So they really are ISPs. Anyway, this is how long I've been talking. 15 minutes is long enough. Bottom line is, of the three that I've used recently in the last few years, and that is Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T, T-Mobile is by far the best for the simple reason that you can tell them to fuck off. The other guys don't do it without contracts, and because of that, you're married to them, and that means that there is a certain... that you can, of course, tell them to fuck off. You can just pay the bill and not use the product, okay? But that's not exactly like telling them to go away. That's like saying, I'm choosing to ignore the fact that I'm paying you to leave me alone. I had to work hard to get out of deals with AT&T and Verizon, finally jumped to T-Mobile and said, I'm never going to do another contract on these things again because it just isn't worth the trouble. And those were really serious problems, by the way, with Verizon and AT&T. They weren't just little inconveniences. They were data breaches, and they weren't dealing with them very well. In fact, they were the problem, if you want to know the truth. And this isn't NSA-type crap. This is weird stuff, but it's not like that. So, the bottom line, the conclusion of this is, and this is something that I tweeted, and then I realized I needed to actually do a podcast about this. Because now I got a good platform for podcasting, by the way. I mean, it feels like... this is going to be the top item on podcatch.com in a few minutes, and I think it's going to get people listening to it, which I love. I mean, if you are listening to this, would you do me a favor and shoot over into the comment section and just say, hey, Dave, I heard this. What a trip. I'm pretty sure there won't be any comments there, but maybe there will be. We'll see. So what was I going to say? Yes, I was going to read you this last little tweet. Okay, it says, and this was 21 minutes ago, it says, it pains me to say this, but Google will probably clean up cellular data service. And that's worth a mention, because the thing that actually got me off my butt to actually get on the Nexus 6 was reading an article in some publication, tech publication, that said that Google is about to come out with a cellular data service. And it's at first only going to work with the Nexus 6. And I said, I bet it's going to be really good. And that's all. I mean, it's just got to be. The thing about it is Google may not be any better than any of those other companies at representing in an abstract way the user. In other words, understanding the user well enough so that the user's features make it back into the product. I think their advertisers' features make it into the product, but I don't know about the users. But the thing about it is, with Google, is because they come from the place of understanding that the net is the product, not the phone, okay, that it's probably going to work pretty well at that. And of course, you can build phone on top of net. And this is not news. When I finally realized that, you can get really good phone service over the internet, then I realized that the phone system is probably just the internet, only it's private. It's probably all it is. It's probably a packet switch network, just like the internet is. And, anyway, that's all I got to say. It's too bad. Actually, one more thing. It's just too bad that none of these big existing companies can have that moment of reality. Like, it's a lot like Canon and their cameras. I mean, for years, I was using the little, And they were wonders. I mean, these little, Canon, whatever they were called. I have a drawer full of them here. Let's see if I can find one of them. Yeah, here it is. Canon PowerShot Elf 320HS. This is probably the last one that I bought. And it has a little sticker on it. Yep, it says Wi-Fi. This is what I was blogging about and podcasting about and saying to anybody I could grab that might have some influence here, is that these guys have to understand that these things must communicate, that communication is more important than the quality of the picture, that at some point the phones are going to get good enough at taking pictures and at communicating them, that we won't be using the Canons anymore. And so Canon needs to change their product. And they didn't. And they're dead. I mean, I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, they're dead. I haven't bought one. I haven't even been watching them. And there was a time where that was, you remember I described before about how I would replace these things, you know, every 6 months. There was a time when I would do one a year, and knowing damn well that this is a good product that I'm putting in a drawer and never use again because the new one is so much better, you know, and that because I get such a thrill out of these products. I mean, they were great products in their day, but their day has passed. And I think that the T-Mobiles and the Sprints and the Verizons and the AT&Ts are in exactly the same place. That they are just ripe to be picked off, because what matters here is the simplicity and seamlessness, and they just have to fade into the background. They are not the story, and they too frequently are the story. Anyway, thought it was a good story. Thank you very much. Thanks so much for listening, and what can I say? See you later. I have to figure out. I need to come up with a... Never mind. Have a great day. Bye-bye.